So this is one of the stories that my mother has forbidden me to tell when I'm around her. At any rate, after I had gotten out of grad school, I was teaching at three places simultaneously and just going crazy. And at one point I discovered, I decided that I needed to go off and get my PhD. So I wrapped up things at the places where I was teaching and I applied to seven grad schools. And some of my first picks were pretty ambitious, and I was actually applying in an area that I hadn't done my undergraduate work in most of the time. So I got bounced back from the first program, which was Duke, right away. And then another rejection came, another rejection came. And finally, the fifth rejection came, and I realized I had two more to go, and things weren't looking so good. So I called my mother in tears. Just, oh God, you know, I've made the wrong decision. I've chosen unwisely. And my mother soothed me and made all the kind of comforting mother noises that mothers make. And after a while, I calmed down and I got off the phone and I felt much better, of course, because I'd talked to my mother. And 2 or 3 hours later, she called me back and she said, "Catherine." And I said, worrying slightly because of the excitement in her voice, I said, "What?" And she said, I went to my astrologer and I had her do your chart. And I said, "Oh, that's very kind of you, Mother." And she said, "Well, you know, here's the deal. Your Hoosis is in the seventh house and it's coming into conjunction with the planet Fliggly Flop." And I said, "Well, that's really interesting to know." And it actually kind of, you know, oddly made me feel better, the thought that perhaps these failures could be blamed on cosmic forces. And she said, "Yeah, and as long as it's in Fliggly Flop, you're going to feel really kind of stuck and frustrated." And I said, "Oh, well, that's not too bad. You know, how long is it going to be in Fliggly Flop?" And there's this kind of pause at the other end of the line. And she says, "7 years." I said, "Thanks, Mom. Thank you so much." And now she won't let me tell that story anymore around her because I've told it so many times because I myself find it profoundly funny. Thanks, Mom.